Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. We're back with Dan in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Some exciting news coming this holiday season, Heather. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The Beef Checkoff is putting a big push on the holidays this year because heaven knows we all need a little holiday and Christmas cheer. So to remind consumers across the country that beef is the only protein they want to feed their families this holiday season, we are so excited that our brand Beef It's What's for Dinner is returning to broadcast television. For the first time since 2003, Beef Checkoff funded advertisements will be on television, airing a limited number of ads during the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas movies. So while broadcast television is usually out of our reach, the opportunity to advertise on the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas Movie Marathon boiled down for us to the right network, the right ad, the right time, and the right price tag. We are excited about the upcoming holiday season, so literally, Ron, stay tuned.
Thank you, Heather. And you can go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner for more information. Our annual National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting underway this week. It is virtual this year, but we're hooked up via Zoom with a lot of great newsmakers. Our own Casey Shepard had the chance to talk with Dan Hallstrom, the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He's got a glass half full mentality when it comes to beef exports for the balance of 2020.
All things considered, things are looking pretty good. On the beef side, we have stats through September, and we're down about 8% for the year. But a lot of that was, or part of that was, the disruptions back in April and May. We're forecasting increased growth rate between now and the end of the year, especially from Asia. We're probably going to end up 3 or 4% down for the year. But looking into 2021 on beef, we're really seeing a robust rebound. Broad-based growth led by Asia, but we see Mexico coming back as well in 2021. So our forecast right now on beef for 2021 is up about 10%, which would be a new record over the 2018 levels. And I really want to emphasize the broad-based aspect of the growth. After this kind of crazy COVID year, we anticipate, we're already seeing it in Asia today, but we're anticipating a really robust rebound really around the world. On the pork side, a little different scenario, but same impact. We're going to see probably between 12 and 14% growth this year, which will be a new record on pork.
So you mentioned the Asian markets. Now that they're kind of having the opportunity to bounce back from the coronavirus, are you seeing an uptick?
Yes, without a doubt. We are seeing an uptick, but really the consumption levels in some of these countries are above what they were pre-COVID. The food service lockdowns are, for the most part, in a lot of places of Asia, well behind us. And in countries like Taiwan, China, Hong Kong, I would argue that food service is back to normal. And of course, retail has been booming and online's been booming. So you put all that together in a formula, and it's really a good thing in terms of growth and demand. Other parts of the world, we're not there yet. And the one that stands out is Latin America. You know, Mexico, Central and South America, still, depending on where you are, still a lot of lockdowns, complete lockdowns. In some cases, tourism is rebounding, but mainly with domestic consumers, not international. So there's a lot of upside potential for rebound in Latin America as we get into the end of this year and probably more so into early 2021.
Well, you mentioned that the beef is down just a little bit. Why is it down just a little bit as everybody's kind of coming back?
Well, there's two things. One is that we had a couple of months back in the late spring, May, not so much May, probably more June, where the pipeline wasn't caught up yet on supply side. So the business, the demand was still good, but the supply was not there. That's since corrected, but we did have some missed sales from late spring, early summer. And the other big thing that's going on right now is Latin America, as I just mentioned, is getting hammered. Year-on-year numbers are down big. September was down 31% for Mexico. you know, that is almost totally demand related, especially on the food service side. Now, the good news is that the weekly sales that that we've gotten since September would indicate that probably more so on pork than beef, but we are seeing some of that lost ground be made up. And I think pork will be back with a vengeance in Latin America between now and the end of the year. And I think beef, the food service side of beef, will probably take till early next year to really start to rebound. But there's a lot of upside with Latin America.
President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Dan Hallstrom, on beef and pork exports continuing to move through the pipeline into the international markets. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, if you're involved in a value-added program or interested in getting involved with one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the value-added market to you.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.